This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The severe cyclonic storm Rimal has weakened into a cyclonic storm and is slowly moving towards north and northeast. It had converted into a cyclonic storm this morning and was centered around 24 kilometers from Bangladesh's Mangla in the forenoon. A couple of hours ago, its center was located 90 kilometers away from Kolkata in the east direction and was progressing towards Assam and Meghalaya. India Meteorological Department Director General Dr. Mrityunjay Mohapatra told media in New Delhi this afternoon that the adverse weather will continue to normalize in West Bengal. He added that heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected only today in eastern districts of the state. There is no forecast of extreme rainfall today. The sea conditions off the coast of northern Odisha have become rough to very rough, with high waves and strong winds. IMD has predicted thunderstorms and gusty winds, with moderate rain in some areas of Baleswar, Bhadrak, Kendrapara and Jagatsinghpur districts of the state. Coastal areas of south and north 24 Parganas, Sundarban, Kolkata, Howrah and Hooghly are receiving heavy rainfall. In Kolkata, many trees have been uprooted and several streets are waterlogged due to incessant rain. Train services of Sialdah have been restored in the south section and Barashat and Hashnabad line. Howrah Amta local has been cancelled in the Howrah division. Flight services at Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose International Airport have resumed. On the other hand, people of Rajasthan are not getting any relief from the scorching heatwave conditions. Temperature has reached record highs at many places. In the last 24 hours, the maximum temperature of 49.8 degrees Celsius was recorded in Falodi and mercury was measured above 47 degrees in 10 cities. Campaigning has intensified for the seventh and last phase of Lok Sabha elections as leaders of various political parties are holding rallies. In Bihar, addressing a public meeting in Khusrupur in Patna Sahib constituency, former Congress President Rahul Gandhi said the NDA government has failed to provide employment to 2 crore youths every year. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah said that following the June 4th results, responsibility for the Congress's defeat will likely be placed on its national president Mallikarjun Kharge, leading to his resignation. Mr. Shah said this while addressing a public meeting in Kushinagar, Uttar Pradesh, in favour of the party candidate. BJP National President J.P. Nadda reached Varanasi for PM Narendra Modi's election campaign today and offered prayers at the Kal Bhairav Temple. Mr. Nadda said reservation based on religion will not be allowed to be implemented till Prime Minister Narendra Modi and BJP are in power. In Odisha, BJD Supremo and Odisha Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik held a public meeting at Barua under Kendrapara Lok Sabha constituency. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that under the Atmanirbhar Bharat vision, the aim is to promote indigenous talent and increase employability. In an interview to a news agency, Mr. Modi said over 38 lakh crore rupees have been transferred to people through the direct benefit transfer. India's benchmark stock indices, BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50, jumped to hit new all-time highs today, propelled by domestic reasons such as the hope for favourable election results and international factors such as low crude oil prices and global market optimism. The Nifty 50 peaked at an intraday high of 23,110, while the Sensex surged to 76,009. The gains were led by the strong performances in banking and IT stocks. In Papua New Guinea, around 2,000 people are feared to have been buried by the massive landslide that hit the country on Friday. The National Disaster Center gave the new number in a letter to the United Nations. The latest figure is a sharp rise from earlier estimates. In hockey, Inter defeated Argentina 5-4 in their fourth match of the European leg of FIH Hockey Pro League at Antwerp in Belgium. For India, Arayajit Singh Hundal in the 7th minute, Gurjan Singh in 18th minute, Harmanpreet Singh in 29th, 50th and 52nd minute were on target. In gymnastics, Deepa Karmakar scripted history by clinching India's first ever gold medal at the Asian Championships in Tashkent, Uzbekistan. The 30-year-old Olympian registered an average score of 13.566 in the women's vault final. And with that, we end this news bulletin.